A collaboration has brought a Western New York mobile STEAM and Maker Lab to some area schools. Fifth grade students at the Buffalo Academy of Science on Franklin Street downtown were testing out solar cars they built for a competition to be held next month. AT&T, Computers for Children, and Western New York STEM Hub recently launched the Traveling Lab. The mobile lab was created to give public and charter schools in the region a chance to engage students in STEAM.
The mobile STEM lab is an opportunity for students to explore science, technology, engineering, math, the acronym STEM. We throw in an A for arts.
John Brown is managing director with Computers for Children. The mobile lab travels to after-school programs as well to expand STEAM learning for students who don't have a chance to explore it in the classroom. Brown and a team of trainers are working to provide tools and guidelines.
So in an after-school program, when I bring in a box of stuff, say, we build lightsabers. So I went to Global Charter High School with this box. I come out and say, open up the box, put all the supplies out and say, hey, guess what we're doing today? We're building lightsabers. It's like, what? We're building lightsabers. So it's like, yeah. So here's a little bit about light. I give a little science lesson, reflection, refraction, diffusion.
The mobile lab includes a variety of materials, from rocket kits, robotic kits, and 3D printers. It provides resources and instructions for teachers.
The biggest hurdle is the financial issues, and especially as a charter school, we are not getting enough funds to run the school.
Joseph Polat is director of the charter school. He tells us the mobile lab has supported their mission of teaching STEM in an urban setting and providing resources that they need.
We need definitely external funds to work with. Plus, we need expertise from outside to work with, because without enough financial strength, you cannot build your expertise. So definitely working with museum, working with Chillers for Computer, working with other industries is really, really important for us.
And they put it into action. And as you can see here, the kids are learning all about STEM careers.
AT&T's Director of External Affairs, Kevin Hanna, says they remain committed to education in the Buffalo community. The lab introduces students to a broad spectrum of STEM disciplines. Hannah tells WBFO they hope to entice students to seek future careers in STEM. He says that's where the jobs will be.
And this is important to a company like AT&T because, you know, we and other tech organizations have a need for the future workforce. And we struggle to find people who have STEM backgrounds who can fill the jobs of the future, because the jobs of the future are the jobs that we have today. And just one example is that 75% of young college graduates hired into AT&T are hired into STEM positions.
Another student-built project involves a solar robot that rolls along a wooden table. It's carrying a small plastic ball, following a path to a tiny set of bowling pins to knock down. This project also promotes teamwork in the classroom. Fifth grader Myrani Thomas says she's been learning about how robots work.
What I like about this is that we get to spread our imaginations by making robots and stuff.
Do you think it's something that you'd like to do someday as a career?
Yeah, because I do want to be a doctor, and it involves robotic things that is productive in it.
Classmate Rafakal Alam says he's excited about working toward an upcoming rocket competition.
When I grew up, I wanted to be an engineer, and I wanted to build like an android robot that would be like a human and do all your chores for you.
Fifth grader Savannah Reed says the STEAM learning is allowing her to use her imagination to create.
Like, he like lets us choose out what we do before we actually do it, because like he always gives us these ideas on what we should do and like when we should do them.
An effort is underway to get the lab in more schools next school year. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Yeah.